Emails coming in, lots of them, about Greece. Steve in Chicago writes this. Here we go. Just wait and see what comes our way. It may be a couple of years, but I bet our debt will crush us too. And the resulting anger over budget cuts will spark riots here. Email us anytime, varney@foxbusiness.com. Let me bring in Adrian Moore. He's with the Reason Foundation. He's been following the financial situation in California. Adrian, welcome to the show. We've often drawn a parallel between what's happening in Greece, not the riots, I'm not talking that. I'm talking about the financial implosion in Greece and a similar situation in California. Do you see a strong parallel?
Well, I see the parallel's a lot stronger, I think, to California than it is to the nation as a whole. I mean, things are not good. Our debt levels are pretty disastrous nationally, but nothing like what you have in Greece. I mean, remember in Greece too, about one third of the population is working for the government in some fashion. As much as government employment has grown in the U.S., it's nowhere near as bad. But the California situation seems like a little bit scarier a parallel, because there is this idea that ultimately the federal government should bail out California. And what's causing those riots in Greece is the austerity measures that the rest of Europe is imposing on Greece as a condition of bailing them out. And so you have to wonder is what would be the conditions of a federal bailout of California if, yeah, God forbid, that should happen, well, listen, and how much pain would that cause?
Listen to this, Adrian. We just heard that the mayor of Fresno, California, is seeking a declaration of fiscal emergency. The lady who is the mayor of Fresno, that's what she wants, because it is a dire situation. She's trying to cut 275 city jobs, can't do it, needs a declaration of emergency. And I also understand that 12 of the 20 most distressed counties in America are in California. So, again, I put it to you, serious cutbacks are coming in California. It is going to be pretty bad.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly, breaking news today also, yesterday they broke the news that so many of the most distressed counties, which is a measure of unemployment, bankruptcies, and foreclosures, 12 of the top 20 most distressed counties in California, like you said, mostly rural counties, and cities going bankrupt. And then today, the ruling came down, or late yesterday, a ruling from a federal judge came down that is allowing the state to essentially keep a couple of $1 billion that would normally go to cities for redevelopment projects at the state level to balance the state budget, which is just another hit on city and county governments, which are already in dire financial straits because they depend so much on money from the state, which isn't forthcoming right now.
I'm going to ask you, as someone who lives in California, I want you to make a value judgment. All morning long, we've been running shots of demonstrations, violent demonstrations in Greece, as they try to impose real cutbacks on pay and benefits for workers and government workers in particular. You know California better than I do. Is it possible that when the cutbacks arrive big time in California, there will be similar street demonstrations?
Well, I mean, there's already been demonstrations even at the discussion of some of these cuts. So certainly when the cuts become real, there will be. I think a big difference might be, and this is why I oppose a federal bailout, is when those restrictions and cuts are being imposed on you by an outside party, like in Greece, it's being imposed by Europe, it's much easier for people to riot, in a sense, against that than it is when their own elected representatives and the various interest groups involved have to sit down and come up with a solution. That's why I think it's important that California finally finds a way to solve this problem themselves. It's the only way they're going to get buy-in from the man on the street and avoid these kinds of disruptions.
Adrian Moore, The Reason Foundation. Thanks very much for joining us, as always. Thanks very much, Adrian.